Marcus visited Will a lot that autumn, and by about the third or fourth visit he felt that Will was getting used to him. They didn't talk about much at first, but one day Will said, "How's the situation at home?" for no reason that Marcus could understand. "You mean my mum?"
"Yes."
"She's all right, thanks." Marcus had never talked about it, and he'd never said how he felt, but what he felt all the time, every day, was a horrible fear. This was the main reason why he came round to Will's after school. Every time he climbed the stairs at home, he remembered the dead duck day. When he saw his mum watching the news, or eating or preparing work on the dining table, he wanted to cry, or be sick or something. But he couldn't talk about it.
"Are you still worried about her?"
"A bit, when I think about it."
"How often do you think about it?"
"I don't know."
He thought about it all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Could he say that to Will? He didn't know. He couldn't say it to his mum, or to his dad, or to Susie. They would all be too worried about him. He just wanted a promise from someone, anyone, that it wouldn't happen again, ever. And no one could do that.
Will was wishing that he hadn't asked Marcus about Fiona, because it was clear that the boy was very upset. Will wasn't used to coping with people with real-life problems. He liked watching people's problems on TV, but he'd never had anyone with problems on his sofa before. Sometimes they managed conversations about other things, like Marcus's dad.
"Do you see your dad often?"
"Quite often. Some weekends. He's got a girlfriend called Lindsay. She's nice."
"Would you like to see him more than you do?"
"No."
"Well, that's all right then."
The next week, while Will was watching Countdown as usual, he was interrupted by a long, urgent ring on the doorbell. He got up off the sofa and opened the door. Marcus was standing on the doorstep, and two ugly-looking boys were throwing hard sweets at him. Some sweets hit Will.
"What do you think you're doing?"
He couldn't remember the last time he had been so angry. The boys ran away, and Will went back into the flat. Marcus was sitting on the sofa watching Countdown.
Who were they?
"I don't know their names," said Marcus, his eyes on the TV. "They're in the class 2 years above me at school."
"Marcus, does this happen often?"
"Well, they've never thrown sweets at me before."
"I'm not talking about the sweets. I'm talking about older kids bullying you."
"Oh, yes, not those two."
"No, okay, not those two, but others like them.